We'll go ahead and open up the question.
You guys are smiling, I understand.
Well, made it through practice. No, it's pretty exciting. You know, it's starting game week, and everybody's, you know, you're starting to feel the energy, especially within the team. So it's a positive, you know, atmosphere. Still got a lot of work to do, but you can definitely tell the rise in the excitement / tension a little bit.
How nice is it not having to go to school for a little while and focus on football for a couple weeks?
That's pretty nice. I'm not gonna lie about that, even though, you know, I've only got two classes to take, so it won't be too much of a change for me. But looking, you know, at it, it's a great opportunity for us as a team, because we have that extra time to work, you know, get better, and we can, you know, put a couple extra hours in without having to deal with school. You know, so in the guys' minds, they're not as cluttered. You can really focus on the game that's coming up.
This is probably one of those games that's not going to take much of a pep talk from Dooley to get you guys up and ready for, right?
Oh, absolutely not. If you're not ready for this game, then I don't know if you should be playing college football, because this is what it's all about. You know, being at home, ESPN, you know, the sellout crowd, this is what you want, this is what you look for, and an opportunity. And this is, you know, an opportunity that every player should fully be ready for.
Obviously, Mississippi State coming in with, you know, loaded at running back. What do you think about that? I mean, does that kind of gear you up a little bit more, knowing they're going to try to just run the ball down your throat?
Well, you know, they're a talented team. They've got good backs. They've got a lot of depth, and that's something that you need to prepare for on defense. Is not just one running back, but two, maybe three, possibly. Especially how sometimes they use the two back and then go into a split gun formation sometimes. So I think that it throws a different twist on how to prepare as a defense. There is no taking a play off, because they do have a very good offensive line. You know, they're talented at all positions, but, you know, their running game is definitely a strong point for them. So it's going to be key for us to work on our fits, make sure that we're very disciplined and sound schematically for this game.
You're probably ready to hit somebody else besides your teammate, too.
That always happens, you know, when it gets around time, especially at the beginning of the season. You're working against each other for... You know, amnesia's got me. I can't even remember how long we've been doing this, but it'll be fun to get out and actually start competing.
Coach said that he's excited about them playing in the I formation, the old school type football, instead of the spread offense that's popular now. I suppose a defensive guy, he must be ready to or excited to do that as well and go up and, you know.
Well, it's definitely it's a good thing, because first game, it's lineup, it's about playing ball. I mean, there are no twists to it. There's not a whole lot of trickery that you're looking at. They're, you know, a very sound team. They're great at executing what they do. It may appear to some people like a simple game plan, but it's an effective one, and that's something that you have to put a lot of time and effort into preparing for. Is because if you can line up and know what's going to happen, then it realistically comes down to who's gonna play. You or the guy across from you, and it definitely challenges you as a player, and that's something that you really look forward to, is these types of opportunities.
When you've been going against the Hawkins all summer, you know, you've seen Taylor, you've seen Ross, receivers, offensive line. How do you think they're gonna fare against that defense from Mississippi State?
Well, you know, great defense, you know, great all-around team, but I have a lot of confidence in our offense. They've done a lot of things. They've progressed very well throughout the camp and through the time that we've had to practice, and I think that with both of Ross and Taylor sounding down and being a lot more comfortable, you can definitely tell that the offense is starting to run, you know, a lot smoother than I've seen in the past. And especially in the beginning of camp, you know, you look for the offense, it usually takes an offense a longer time to develop. But they're making huge strides, and, you know, that, as a defensive player, that gives me a lot of confidence. You know, I love seeing the offense being able to do what they're capable of doing and living up to their potential. And I think that, you know, both Ross and Taylor, I've got full confidence in both of them, and so I'm excited to see what they can do as well.
What's the player's mindset having Taylor in there? I mean, are they a little bit more excited knowing that he's got that experience and ready to go, or is there any difference, or I guess how's the following his leadership or anything like that? What's the mindset like right now for players?
Well, Taylor and Ross, both great competitors, great guys, and I think that the one thing, you know, there's not a whole lot of question as to, you know, how the guys feel about each of the guys, you know, the quarterbacks. It's just, there's a real just kind of silence about it, because everybody understands that either of them can get the job done. And, you know, I'd say the biggest thing that you hear is that he's a left-handed quarterback. I mean, that's, you know, being a defensive player, that's completely, you know, it's completely different as far as, you know, your read steps and whatnot, because it's something that you're not accustomed to seeing.
How many fouls last year, blocked a lot of punts? For a sophomore this year, obviously he's playing behind you. Talk about his instincts to be able to block for some special teams.
Faust is a great player. He's got tremendous amount of ability, and he came up huge for us last year on special teams. He's done and made a lot of strides from the spring and all the way through camp as far as defense is concerned, and he's a great player. He's going to give whatever he's got for this team for his role, and I think that that's something that you don't see in a lot of players is, you know, if you're a backup or whatnot, or you just, you know, mainly prioritized on special teams is the effort, and that's something that you can definitely pride Dominic Faust in, is that he will be there to show up and he'll give you everything on special teams or backing, you know, up the and any of the schemes that we run defensively. And that's something that as a fellow linebacker, I'm proud to say that, you know, he's my fight beside him.
Coach, you lose a game like this is important. The team goes in expecting and believing that it can play Mississippi State rather than waiting for a big play to happen. So how does that mindset come about? How do you get your teammates believing that they can play with this team?
Well, first you got to go out there and get the pregame jitters out. I mean, everybody's going to be a little antsy at the beginning of the game. That happens in every, you know, season opener. But I think that the main thing in, you know, playing a team like this and playing well schematically as a team is just executing, you know, lining up and not getting affected by everything else that's going on. I mean, it's football. I mean, there's 11 guys across from you, you've got 10 other guys, including yourself, on the other side of the ball. And, you know, you've got a game plan, you've been working on it all week, and, I mean, realistically all summer. And so I think that the main factor would be being able to execute offensively, defensively, special teams-wise, because if you can, you know, I have full confidence in the coaching staff that they're going to put us in the best position possible to win. And I think that if we can, you know, line up and execute, that is ultimately what's going to help, you know, keep this team sound.
In a game like this, would you rather let Mississippi State get the ball first, see if you guys can make a stop, or would you rather see what Taylor and the offense can do first?
Honestly, it doesn't matter. I think that, you know, being a defensive guy, I always like, you know, getting on the field first, but that's my personal preference. I'll suit up whether it's, you know, whoever got the ball first, we'll be out there, offense or defense. You know, it's go time.
Any more questions for Quinn? All right, thanks, Quinn.
Guys, appreciate it.